Three questions for John Billings. Question 1. Why do you want to be involved and what will you bring to the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind Board?
For over 40 years, I've worked alongside people with vision loss, helping them access tailored aids and services that restore independence and dignity. Serving on the RNZFB board has allowed me to extend that impact, combining clinical insight with governance leadership, to advocate for meaningful, inclusive change. I bring deep experience in low vision care, a strong track record in professional standards and policy development, and a collaborative, empathetic approach. I'm passionate about ensuring our services remain innovative, responsive, and grounded in the lived experiences of blind, deafblind, and low vision New Zealanders.
Question 2. As the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind goes about empowering blind, deafblind, and low vision people to live the life they choose, what are the challenges, the opportunities, and the important issues right now?
We're at a pivotal moment. The challenge is meeting growing demands for services while ensuring equitable access, especially for those with dual sensory loss or living in underserved areas. But there's also enormous opportunities. Emerging technologies like smart glasses and voice assistants are redefining independence. Key issues include digital inclusion, sustainable funding, and ensuring that the voice of the blindness community is not just heard, but actively involved in shaping solutions. We must continue evolving our services while staying rooted in empathy, respect, and practical support that truly meets people where they are.
Question 3. What are your aspirations for blind, deafblind, and low vision people in Aotearoa, New Zealand?
My aspiration is that every blind, deafblind, and low vision person in Aotearoa can live the life they choose, free from barriers, stigma, and isolation. I want to see a society where accessibility is woven into every aspect of life, where inclusive design is the norm, and where our community is empowered through education, technology, and human connection. I also believe in growing confidence and leadership from within, supporting people to become advocates, innovators, and decision makers. That's why I'd like to see our organization eventually led by a chief executive with lived experience, someone who understands the challenges and possibilities from the inside out. That kind of leadership would send a powerful message that we don't just serve the community, we are the community.